This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I know where everyone's head is suddenly at. That took a turn.
Giannis. Giannis.
Well, everybody.
Front court star.
If you're like
Giannis.
Yeah, if you're like you and me, we're all doing the same thing. Who are these front court stars? She's like, well, I'm not telling.
Yeah,
and it's
I
like
get
when
that.
Somebody had a crush on you in seventh grade. Somebody's got a crush on you. Oh, who is it? I'm not telling.
Right.
Well, what do you,
well,
good does
is
that,
that
do anybody?
No good.
You got to tell us. Who are the front court stars?
Front
that,
court star.
That could become available.
Maybe on the move. The first name I thought of is Giannis. And you looked at me like,
I don't think it's Giannis.
No, but you looked at me and you're like, who do you think? And I tried to mouth it.
Yeah,
and
no, I knew which. No,
oh, I
knew.
Okay.
I got it. But I'm. No,
it's hard to, yeah.
My response was not, I don't know what you're saying. My response was, no, I can't be that.
Right.
Giannis is going to, like, she's sitting here today assuming the availability of a front court star, and
right,
the Warriors would have the necessary assets to make it happen.
That's the part that I'm curious about is, you know, and she said teams like Moses Moody and,
yep,
you know, Pods, of course,
and
great
Poughkeepsie
rookie
kid
year.
Yep.
And, you know, you do have the draft picks, not this year, but future years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if teams like Moses, and she actually mentioned that the Warriors probably wouldn't want to trade Kuminga, and that was good to hear. So
she said they would fight like hell,
right,
to not trade Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm still in that mode. Let's go ahead and slip and fall into the offseason conversation for just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
She brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, you.
Well, I asked it because we won't
yeah,
talk to her.
Yes.
You know, we only talk to her once a month.
You,
so
you yeah, were your instincts were 1,000% correct, but that idea that she was so firm that the Warriors 100% have the assets to get into that conversation without including Kuminga is very, very interesting. It you know, the idea that not only are teams interested in the likes of Moody and Pajemski, but yes, forget the future draft picks.
Right.
And if you do start to follow the breadcrumbs, you can see that the Warriors are still all in on the remainder of Steph Curry's career. From Draymond's contract to Steve Kerr's, could Chris Paul be someone where you pick up the option and then trade? Or is Chris Paul someone you could bring back at a greatly reduced number?
Right.
There are ways to do this, and it's interesting to note that she thinks the Warriors are already of that mindset, sort of irregardless of what happens
yeah,
this week or next.
Yeah.
I find that comforting, to be honest with you. I really do.
It's comforting, but it's also a little bit upsetting, perhaps.
Why?
Because it may involve, you know, players that you like or players that you have grown accustomed to. It's not as easy as, you know, Pajemski and Moody and picks, and, you know, here comes the star. You may have to part with Clay, or you may have to part with other players who you don't want to part with. And, you know, if you're a Wiggins fan, if you're a Wiggins lover, then maybe if Wiggins gets dealt, that becomes upsetting to you as well. I personally wouldn't be heartbroken if Wiggins got traded, but you're not going to be able to make sweeping changes without some losses to some of your core.
I'm Googling.
Front court stars.
I'm Googling hard. Yeah. Who is it that could be available?
Well, I'm thinking, and I'm looking at the Eastern Conference standings top to bottom, and I get to New York at number two, and Jerome Randle is a guy who maybe, but I don't think that he's the fit for this Warrior team. For me, if you're going to bring in a front court star, it's got to be somebody who's a little bit more dynamic, I think, in the offense that the Warriors run.
Yeah, I mean, again, she's talking about front court big names.
Yeah.
Like Bleacher Report did a thing about a month ago. They're like, okay, now that the trade deadline's gone, here's some offseason trade possibilities. And they've got the Warriors sending Andrew Wiggins to the Raptors along with Looney and GP2 and a future pick for center Jakob Poeltl. One of my favorite names.
Jakob Poeltl.
Anyway, and Bruce Brown. Okay, that's front court. That's a trade. Could it make you better? Sure, but that's not what Ramona was talking about.
No, she's talking about
She's talking about big
Jakob
names.
Poeltl is not a court star.
Front court star. Available. Who is it?
I don't know.
Because she's like, you know, some people might be available. I mean, sure, there's the LeBron thing. Okay, high-level players that could ask for a deal. I mean, okay, NBA executive whispers on big names who could ask for a trade this offseason. Kevin Durant.
Yep. Yep.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see where Minnesota goes.
Joel Embiid.
New Orleans has got to make a decision between Zion and Brandon Ingram. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some big names.
Those are big names, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Drew Holiday has now been locked up. The free agency area is not what we're talking about here. Because they're not going to have the dollars to go out and do Pascal Siakam or anything like that. Tyrese Maxey's a restricted free agent. He's also not a big, not a front court player. I don't know. Because when you hear it from someone like Ramona that like is so tapped in on these conversations, and then the fact that she wouldn't really expand on them, you're talking about some players who will either demand or request, or there's like some discord within the ranks that we may well not know about yet. I mean, the Durant one is super interesting just because it's Kevin Durant,
yep.
Number one. And number two, maybe one of the more under-discussed things in the Western Conference, why the hell do the Suns stink?
Yeah.
Like, and they don't stink, but they should be better.
Yes.
They should be better than they are. And so will they look to shuffle their own deck? Quite possibly. That'd be a big name.
KD. I mean, KD back, reunited, and it feels so good.
There you go.
It's possible.
Phoenix wants Moses Moody and Brandon Pajemski and 27 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Wiggins. I don't know.
Well, and that's, I don't know. You make it interesting about the Chris Paul contract part of it, because if you're going to trade for a big name with a big salary, you're going to have to send some big salary out.
No doubt.
As well. And so if you're going to bring in Kevin Durant, who I don't have his exact number, but he probably makes about $45 million a year or so.
Probably at least that.
So you would have to include a dead money Chris Paul.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A part of that, at least.
Kevin Durant's number next season is $49.856 million dollars, and is also locked up for 25-26 at 53.2.
Right. So that's not happening. We're not doing that as far as being below the second threshold, the second apron.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
A name that I thought of as we were having this conversation is Lauri Markkanen, somebody who I was thinking about.
Well,
at the deadline.
That would be fantastic.
Right.
Right.
And he's making 18 flat next year. Okay. 18 million.
There it is.
So
Wiggins and a pick for Markkanen. Done.
Sure. Sure. Wiggins, Moody, Pajemski and a pick. Although that the money wouldn't work there for. But I think that Wiggins has got to be a part of anything that you're going to do.
Well, I do believe, again, as we slip and fall into our offseason
talk. Trying not to.
No, but I do believe, just put it this way, it is likely that the Golden State Warriors have internally decided that this town ain't big enough for Wiggins and Kuminga.
Right.
That's probably true. And if you really do want to clear the way for Jonathan Kuminga to be the star that many of us think that he can be, and every time we talk to anyone on the inside, you'll hear them say, God, they would just despise the idea of trading Jonathan Kuminga. Would they do it if somebody offered them something that was just like, oh my God, we cannot refuse this? You never have to close the door to anything. You can't do that. But the Warriors do not want to trade Jonathan Kuminga. They just don't want to do it. And they shouldn't want to do it. And so if they are going to continue to feel what it looks like they feel right now, which is that Wiggins and Kuminga are probably, to some degree, in one another's way.
Yeah.
You got to clear one of them out, especially since, look, it didn't work. Like, the most important thing that Ramona Shelburne just said to us, on the eve of the postseason, it didn't work. So file that, especially for those, even if they go on a run.
Right, right.
Whatever, like, you can't, they're not, Bob Fitzgerald said to us last week, they're not going to be stupid enough to be like we are. We're stupid. We're fans.
Right.
We're just sitting here being like, okay, let's find out tomorrow night if this Warrior team works or not. Well, that's not how they're running their organization. They're not going to base this on 48 minutes in Sacramento. They have already decided you are the 10 seed. That's not good enough. Dot, dot, dot. It didn't work.
Right.
So
right.
The whole idea of will this playoff run stop them from making big changes or force them to make big changes? I think that that decision has already been made.
Agreed.
Next year will look very different.
No doubt. And I think back to the discussion we had about Kyle Shanahan and Steve Wilks. And when Kyle Shanahan came out publicly and said he can't do that, he knows he can't do that, at that point, it was the kiss in the cheek from Michael Corleone to Fredo, and that was going to be it for Steve Wilks. And even if they would have won the Super Bowl, I think that they would have parted. It would have been maybe more amicable, but the parting would have happened nonetheless. And I look at this Warrior season, and yeah, you can look at seven different things. Well, you know, the tragic loss of Decky and what that did, and Draymond missing 20 games due to suspension, and Chris Paul broke his hand, and Andrew missed five or so games with his absence. Well, you know, if none of that would have happened, could we have been a 50-win team? You bet your sweet bacon we could have been, but at the end of it, you weren't, and you're the 10th seed.
You really got my attention there with sweet bacon.
Yeah.
Or actually kind of distracted me. It's hard to listen to what someone else is saying when they say bacon.
And I have found...
my mind goes to a completely different place.
In this weight loss journey, and I'm down 20.
Dude, you look fantastic.
Thank you. I feel great.
You're in this little vortex right now where you're like a baby, where you look different every day. Like, I just saw you on Thursday.
Right.
And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. You're down another six.
Pretty funny.
Or so, are you?
Yeah, down three since Thursday.
Since Thursday?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it's just your outfit. You looked different.
And it's my face. I'm down at least one jowl.
In the face.
Maybe a jowl and a half. I might be down a jowl and a half. In the face. Dude, you can't go. You can't start getting giggly. It's only Monday.
Oh, no, we're fine.
But, yeah. I'm finding that my references now are more about food than ever before.
Yeah, you're comfortable with it. You can say bacon, but eat it.
No, but think about it
all day.
You know,
like we talked about our donut bet, and you're going to bring in donuts, and you will have the willpower to not eat them.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to try and do that this week. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to try and do that.
That'd be great.
Well, and I normally wait for the morale to be low, but the morale around our show and our station has been so good for so long.
We'll see what happens tomorrow night in Sacramento.
Yeah, good call.
Morale
maybe I'll bring Wednesday does.
Wednesday?
When the Warriors, next time the Warriors lose, I'll bring does the next day.
Oh, so they're not coming for weeks.
Well, I mean, they might lose a game in the first round.
They could.
So
they could lose next week. They just can't lose this week.
Next Warrior loss, I'll bring donuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.